Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded. Hi all, welcome to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury. And today I want to discuss my top self-defense tips. The main thing about self-defense and the difference between self-defense and martial arts is that it shouldn't be complicated. For things to work, and this is true in real life, and I've discussed this a few times before, is that you want to keep everything simple. In martial arts, often they have like many moves to escape the same thing. But in self-defense, really, you just want to concentrate on one, so then you can react quickly and do it. There's no point having 1,000 moves of how to escape someone grabbing your wrist, and then when someone grabs your wrist, you have to think about what to do, right? It's better they grab your wrist and you're going to react straight away. Even if it's not the perfect reaction, it's better than waiting to react, because the longer that he's allowed or she's allowed to grab your wrist, the better grip they can get, right? So as soon as they do it, if you react, and then if that doesn't work, then you do other stuff, okay? So that's the first tip, is to keep it simple. The second tip is target areas, okay? Target areas, when you aim for the right target area, you don't have to be much stronger than your opponent. When you're able to hit them in the right place, Even a weak strike can be pretty effective. And of course, you also don't want to choose target areas that are too small. I talked about this last week or the week before, I think, about the kids' self-defense. And of course, it applies to adults as well, especially females against bigger men. So some places you want to probably aim for is definitely like the shins. It's nice and big, and a good hard couple of kicks to the shins is gonna hurt them, right? The groin is always a good one. Of course, it's harder to hit the groin depending on how the person is standing. You could go for the throat, right? Go for the nose. The nose is good because it bleeds easily, which is kind of demoralizing, right? And also it makes their eyes water, so it makes it hard for them to see. And it's a shock to the system, so you can just quickly strike them in the nose and then kind of run. The eyes are good, but they're small. They're kind of hard to get, right? I wouldn't be concentrating on the eyes. Of course, if the person's grabbing you in a front bear hug or something, then yeah, definitely poke them in the eyes. But also the other reason is that it's quite dangerous. You blind someone, you could get in serious trouble with the law. Something like kicking someone in the groin or kicking them in the shins, you're not gonna get in any trouble, right? You know, people run up and kick people in the shins, and it does hurt. Unless they're like a Muay Thai Van Damme kicking coconut trees and their shins are super tough, right? But most of the time, that's just not gonna be the case. So that's the second one, is target areas. And the last thing is to drill. So let's say you've kept it simple. You know the one move you're gonna do, right? You know the target area you're gonna go for. Maybe it's something as simple as a palm heel to the nose, okay? That's the move, and just drill it. I actually got this from Ando. He has like a free make yourself better in martial arts free. And the general concept is just take one thing and drill it 100 times a day for 7 days, something like that. And it's true. So let's go for the example of the palm heel to the nose. Just drill that 100 times a day for 7 days. I mean, just drill it a lot, right? And so it's instinctive, reactive. So if you've got like, let's say you've got like 8 moves in your self-defense repertoire that you've gone through and you think these will work for me, okay? Because everyone's different. And then just drill those 8 moves, right? So you've got one for if someone attacks you from the front, one for if someone grabs you from behind, one for whatever. Okay, you just drill those, but you don't do variations, you just drill the fundamentals. And that's definitely going to make you better than Bruce Lee just said that thing once, right? Where he's like, I'm more afraid of the person that drills one move 100 times than 100 moves once, or something like that. That's not the exact quote, obviously, but you get the general idea. So yeah, okay, that's it. I ramble on a bit if I let myself go on too long. So I think the big takeaway for this is self-defense and martial arts are not the same. Most martial arts, the vast majority of martial arts, do not work for self-defense. It's just a fact. Now that's not to say that martial arts experts won't beat up someone that won't be able to beat, not beat up. Generally, martial arts experts don't go around beating people up, but they won't be able to beat an amateur street fighter, right? That's not to say that, because the expert has been training for many, many, many years. So people like Steven Seagal, I wouldn't want to fight him. Of course he's going to kick my ass, even though he's old, right? He's been training for so long and he's so good. But for the general population, you don't want to train for 3, 5, 10 years just so you can win a street fight, right? Because the general population doesn't really know anything about fighting, you really need to know a handful of moves and just drill them, and you'll be able to beat them, right? Self-defense is for effective street fighting stuff that works, and martial arts have a whole bunch of positive things about it. But protecting yourself on the street in general is not one of them, unless you're a super expert or unless you do some specific martial art that is focused on that, kind of like Krav Maga, I would say, or MMA would be good. Okay, that's it for today. If you want to learn more about self-defense and find some of those moves that do work and that you can just drill, check out the self-defense handbook, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/self-defense-handbook. That's the Survival Fitness Plan training manual for self-defense. And that's it for today. I will see you tomorrow. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.